This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side, and welcome aboard your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be. But you don't know where to begin. You have come to the right place as you listen to The Bright Side every day. You are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. On the Bright Side, we welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, if you have questions about formulations, ingredients, or Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, pharmaceutical results without a prescription. All our Truth Treatment products were developed in my compounding pharmacy to heal the skin. And it turns out when you use topical products to heal the skin, beautification of the skin follows. In fact, all beauty is about health, and that's true about the outside of the body, and it's true about the inside of the body. To be beautiful, you got to be healthy. You can fake out beauty, but in the long run, that's not going to help you any. In the long run, it's not even going to last. In the long run, it doesn't even look that good. But if you're healthy, you're going to be beautiful, and that's true about the skin, and that's true about your body. You can find all our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, and you can find all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, and don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to start a longevity business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. What'd you guys think of Susie Goodwin yesterday? And also, our guest on Monday, the Healthy Gut Girl. I wonder if you guys got on her website, healthygutgirl.com, or... And if you just have a comment about our guests or a comment about anything, we do have lines open, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about sulfur, misunderstood but very important element. Like all nutrients are misunderstood. Sulfa, by the way, is not sulfur. A lot of people get confused by, well, understandably confused. Sulfa sounds like sulfur, and a lot of people have problems with sulfa. But they think they have problems with sulfur because they sound the same. Sulfa is a drug. Sulfa is a medication. Sulfa is a type of a category of pharmaceuticals, part of pharmacology. Sulfur is an essential element. You can't have an allergy to an essential element. That's a fundamental rule of nutrition. You can't have an allergy to something that's essential. That's like having an allergy to air. You'd be in big trouble. So if you think you're allergic to vitamin C, or you think you're allergic to sulfur, you're not. You're not allergic to anything that's essential, whether it's a vitamin or an element, and sulfa is not sulfur. Anyway, sulfur is the 16th most abundant element on the periodic table. It is the 14th most abundant element in the Earth's crust, and it is the 7th most abundant element in our bodies. And that makes it really, really important. It's the heating element. We use it in the skincare world in detergents as sulfates. And sulfates, we talked about this yesterday, sulfates can be irritating to the skin because they have an ability to, well, that electrical energy that makes them so valuable inside the body, when you use it topically, can be a little bit aggressive on the skin. It's the electricity. Sulfates conduct electrical energy. The electricity is also why they're used in shampoos and in cleansers, because that electrical activity liquefies things. It has a liquefaction effect. And that makes sulfates inside the body really, really important, that liquefaction effect, the ability that sulfates have to liquefy things. In a soap, in a cleanser, they liquefy oil, but it can be a little bit irritating on the skin. Inside the body, that electrical energy is super, super important. And sulfates are actually considered to be electrolytes, like potassium and sodium and calcium. Magnesium. You hear about those as electrolytes, but you never very rarely hear about sulfur as an electrolyte, or actually more accurately, sulfate. Sulfate is sulfur with oxygen. Whenever you hear eight, like phosphate or bicarbonate, that's chemistry talk for oxygen. So sulfate is an oxidized or oxygen combined, if you don't want to get too chemically oriented here. Sulfate is a sulfur plus an oxygen. It's not really plus, but we'll say plus an oxygen. And oh, by the way, what is it that makes that creates this electrical action or makes sulfur into an electrically active electrolyte, turns sulfur into sulfate? The sun. We make our own sulfates. We're going to talk a lot about this. This is so important. And one of my pet peeves is healthcare professionals and skincare professionals will tell you to stay out of the sun. You guys know that if you listen to me over the years. The sun is so darn important. Oh, but the sun can cause aging. No, if you're out in the sun too much. Oh, but the sun can cause cancer. No, if you're out in the sun too much, maybe burning. That's a problem with these half truths and people who understand a little bit about how the body works. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Yeah, it's true. The sun can be a problem if you burn. Stimulation can be a problem if you overstimulate. There are people who say, I have one guy in particular who tells people not to use vitamin A on the skin, not to use retinoic acid or retinol because it can cause problems in the skin. And I'm like, dude, vitamin A and retinol and retinoic acid are some of the most important things you could ever put on your skin. And, yeah, I know if you put too much retinol on your skin or too much retinoic acid on your skin, you can cause a problem, but that doesn't make the retinol or the retinoic acid less valuable. Just because something is stimulating, like the sun, doesn't mean it's a problem. It means you don't want to overstimulate. In the case of the sun, it helps us make sulfate, particularly vitamin D sulfate, which is the preferred form of vitamin D. Sulfates help things travel through the blood via that liquefaction effect. Anyway, sulfates are considered to be an electrolyte along with sodium, potassium, magnesium, chloride, and then two other eights, phosphate and bicarbonate. We're going to talk about bicarbonate later on. Super important, super misunderstood. Sodium bicarbonate and potassium bicarbonate. Think about it. Sodium bicarbonate is two electrolytes, and potassium bicarbonate is two electrolytes. If you take potassium bicarbonate supplements, you'll get bicarbonate and you'll get potassium, and you'll help your pancreas work. Bicarbonate being made in the pancreas. Electrolytes are like little chunks of electrical energy. It's kind of cool how that works. You got these little chunks of electrical energy. They travel through the blood, and they have all kinds of functions. Potassium, calcium, magnesium, sodium. There's seven of them that I know of. There might be more. So, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium. Those are little ones. They're one atom. And then phosphate, bicarbonate, sulfate, of course, and those are multiple atoms. But anyway, they all have this kind of ability to help electrical energy move around. That's how electrical energy moves around through the body. And they're especially important for contracting muscles and also for firing of nerve cells. That's why when you have a deficiency in electrolytes, you will cramp. This happens to athletes a lot because electrolytes are lost in the sweat. So they'll give you salt tablets. Of course, salt tablets are just two electrolytes, just sodium and chloride. You need all the electrolytes, and there's lots of ways to get all the electrolytes. I got two favorite ways to get all the electrolytes. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. And we have lots of lines open. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. We'll return right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Choose Skin Health products. Go to choosetreatments.com. Choosetreatments.com. Pharmaceutical results. Results without a prescription. High performance products. People always ask me, are your products natural? Are your products herbal? Are your I only use all natural. Well, I don't do natural. I don't do herbal. That's not my thing. My thing is performance. Making it happen. Making something happen on the skin. Without creating toxicity like a drug, but making something happen. And you don't need drugs to make stuff happen. That's the cool thing about nutrition, is nutrition makes things happen without drugs, makes things happen on the body, in the body, on the body without toxicity. That's what I discovered in my compounding pharmacy, is you can make skincare products that work like nutrients, that create changes in the skin without having to deal with drugs or without having to deal with medicine. They're high-performance products. That's what high-performance is about. Performance, like a Lamborghini, like a Ferrari. Check out all our True Skin Health products, including our bundles, our acne bundle, our rosacea bundle. We've got various bundles, discounted bundles, our True Trifecta system. They're all up at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. And then the longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts up. We just did another video. My Jonty Collier and myself posted another video at CriticalHealthNews.com. This one on meditation, one of my favorite subjects. I said meditation is medication. Meditation is the best medication. If you're on medication, your number one health challenge should be to try to figure out how to wean yourself off of it. Let me say that again. That's so important. If you're on medication and you've been told by the doctor you're going to be on it the rest of your life for some kind of chronic health disease, chronic health challenge like psoriasis or hypertension or something that's not getting better, statin drug, your number one goal needs to be, your number one health goal needs to be to figure out how to wean yourself off of off your drugs. And that's why nutrition is so important. That's why exercise is so important. That's why breathing is so important. That's why movement is so important. That's why rest is so important. And that is why meditation is so important. If you want to wean yourself off your meds, learn to meditate. It's even more important, in my opinion, than nutrition. And I've had my own meditation practice for 30 years. It's like a vacation for your brain. It's a vacation for your mind. There's nothing spiritual about meditation. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There doesn't have to be anything spiritual about meditation. It could be strictly practical, getting yourself into an alpha brainwave state, getting yourself into a parasympathetic activation, and it's like a vacation for your mind. And there's lots of different ways to do it. So I've had my own personal practice. And by the way, the word practice, when you talk about meditation practice, it means you're practicing for life. The real meditation occurs in life. That's where your meditation practice is for. You practice 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, once a day, twice a day. You practice by just sitting still. But the point to meditation is to have it in your life. So when the you-know-what hits the fan, you can go into an alpha state. Or you can go into parasympathetic functioning quickly, boom, like that. That's where poise and grace under fire come from. Being able to get into an alpha state or a low beta state, brainwave state, a relaxed brainwave state, we'll say, or a relaxed neurological state, a parasympathetic state, when stress hits, to be able to hack into your body's neurology. That's what meditation is. It's a way to hack into your neurology, and that's why athletes meditate. Yes, the Oakland A's meditate as a team. Seattle Seahawks, NFL football team, meditate as a team. Phil Jackson, coach of the four-time NBA champion coach, trained the Chicago Bulls to meditate. This is about performance. It's not about necessarily about spirituality. Of course, it also can be very spiritual. Anyway, check out our video at criticalhealthnews.com, and we got lots of videos up, as well as articles and blog posts and the longevity products. All right, so sulfate, electrolytes, electrical energy, electricity travels through the blood in chunks and does lots of different things, particularly important for the nerves and for the muscles. If you're sweating, you're going to lose electrolytes, and that's where cramping comes from. That's why they give athletes sodium chloride, the salt tablets. But you need not just two electrolytes, you need all the electrolytes, and one of the best ways to do it is vegetable juice. This is one of the coolest things about veggie juices, even though they don't appear to have things like cucumbers and celery and bell pepper. It doesn't appear to have a lot of substance to it. It has lots of electrical energy. It has electrolytes, in addition to the structured water. Electrical energy structures water. So you get structured water and electrolytes and veggie juices. You'll get electrolytes in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. This, in many ways, is why people get so many benefits from the BTT. Quick benefits within a day or so because you're replacing your electrolytes or, in some cases, putting electrolytes into a system that hasn't had them. If you're subsisting on dead food, if you're subsisting on processed food, on hamburgers, on fast food, deep-fried food, you're almost guaranteed to be electrolyte deficient. And you put electrolytes into the system, and they go to work quickly. They're watery. They're electrical. They change the energy in the body. They change the electronics of the body pretty much instantly. That's why these electrolytes are so important. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about electrolytes. That's why electrolyte deficiency is so important. If you go to the hospital, you have food poisoning, or you have a heart attack, or you have some kind of emergency, and they put you in the gurney, what's the first thing they put in your blood? Electrolytes. So Beyond Tangy Tangerine, veggie juices, those are two powerful forms of electrolytes. All living foods or close to living foods are going to be good sources of electrolytes. And one of the most important of the electrolytes is sulfur electrolyte, which is not really sulfur, it's sulfates. Sulfates don't necessarily have a role to play in contraction in neurology like potassium and sodium. Nonetheless, their sulfate is considered to be electrolytic, especially when it comes to facilitating the movement of steroids, especially DHEA, which you all heard of probably. DHEA sulfate is the active form of, or is an active form of DHEA. Vitamin D sulfate is an active form of vitamin D. And oh yeah, cholesterol sulfate is the way cholesterol does its best work. In fact, making sure you're getting enough sulfate is one of the best things you could do if you got problems with your cholesterol. Sulfates also help the red blood cells move with greater facility through the bloodstream. And you're going to be hearing more and more about sulfur deficiency being a cause of heart disease, being a cause of strokes, being a cause of clots, because of sulfur's ability to help liquefy the blood and improve the movement of red blood cells. And yes, sulfur deficiency is a real deal. It's a real thing. Over the last 30, 40 years, as we've gone into even more, maybe 50 or 60 years, maybe even since the 1940s or 1950s, as we started to focus more and more on artificial phosphate fertilizers, the fertilizers we use today are enriched in phosphates. This is creating a big problem. And they're also low in sulfur. And sulfur is washed out from the soil pretty quickly. So sulfur deficiency is a real thing. And supplementing with sulfur in the form of MSM is probably a good idea for a lot of reasons. We're going to continue talking about sulfur, sulfate, the electrolytes, and I also want to talk about bicarbonate. So darn important. On our coming Bright Side episodes, got lines open, 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 95-5305, hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. currently at 19, the field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 is expected to rise to 20 tomorrow, when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out a long-anticipated presidential campaign. He will reportedly do so with an online video that will be posted tomorrow morning. There'll be a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh for him on Monday. A driver in Northern California in custody after reportedly deliberately driving into a group of eight people, injuring some of them last night. It happened in Sunnyvale, where police say the driver plowed into the people while they were waiting to cross the street. Then the car crashed into a tree, and the adult male driver was taken into custody. Millions of people across much of Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Austin, are in the path of severe weather today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or anything we're speaking about here today, sulfur, sulfates, sulfuric acid, you know, you don't hear about it as much anymore, but I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, everybody was talking about acid rain. When they talk about acid rain, they're really talking about acid sulfate. Acid rain is sulfuric acid, and when sulfuric acid, which is a waste product of industrial in high-tech industrial processes, and the sulfuric acid and comes out into the atmosphere. It rains sulfuric acid or acid sulfate. Sulfuric acid is acid sulfate. It's a type of sulfate, but it's acidic, and it totally messes up the soils. It makes the soils acidic and goes into the water supply and kills fish, goes into the rain, kills plants. That's not the same thing as sulfate. Sulfate in the soil is one of the ways the soil feeds the plants. Acid sulfate is a whole different animal. And so you got to be, got to make that distinct. Chemistry, sometimes you got to make counterintuitive distinctions. Anyway, sulfur deficiency is very common. More and more you'll hear about sulfur deficiency and supplementing with sulfur and eating sulfur-containing foods, which are the foods that they tell you not to eat, things like eggs and organ meats. Those are your sulfur-containing, have lots of sulfur in them anyway. Onions, if you're a vegetarian, garlic, stinky foods tend to have sulfur in them. We'll talk more about sulfur as an electrolyte tomorrow, as we continue talking about the colloidal nature, the elemental nature of the body, and how we can leverage our understanding of the elements and leverage the periodic table so we can stay healthy. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Let me get to a couple stories, then we'll get to your phone calls. This is on inflammation and mental health from the journal Archives in General Psychiatry. Elevated levels of C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is one of the ways they measure inflammation. So elevated inflammation may be associated with increased risk of psychological distress and depression. And this is a hot new theory about mental health, things like bipolar disorder and psychoses, as well as just PTSD kinds of things, and depression, are now associated with, not necessarily caused by, but associated with inflammation. The reason I say not caused by is because we don't know if which came first, the chicken or the egg. If the inflammation caused the mental health problems, or the mental health problems caused the inflammation, or both. If it's a downward circle where one leads to the other. In any case, inflammation has been linked, associated with mental health issues. And guess what? The opposite is also true. Feel-good emotions are anti-inflammatory. This is from the journal Emotion. Look to nature to lower inflammation. Feel good emotions triggered by enjoying nature's great wonders may lower a person's cytokines. Cytokines are tiny little pieces of protein, peptides technically, that cause the immune system to wake up and have also caused the immune system to go back to sleep. There's inflammatory cytokines. There's anti-inflammatory cytokines. Well, it turns out, according to this article in Emotion, the journal Emotion, awe, as in awesome, which is a word that we totally overuse. Awe is really important stuff. Awe is a powerful psychological state that's associated with all kinds of health benefits. Awe, A-W-E, the sense of just awe. Well, I don't even know how you would describe awe. It's just being blown away by something, usually something natural. The awe you get when you look at a sunset. The awe you get when you think about God or spirituality or... I got awe, a sense of awe. I still get a sense of awe when I think about biochemistry. Anyway, quote, awe was the strongest predictor of lower levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines. These effects held when controlling for relevant personality and health variables. This work suggests a biological pathway between positive emotions and health through pro-inflammatory cytokines. They could have said pro and anti-inflammatory cytokines. That's so important. We talked about meditation earlier. It's the same idea. Why are we not leveraging the emotional aspect of health? If we're sick, why are we not leveraging our emotions, taking advantage of our emotions, using our emotions? Quote, I'm going to say this again. It's so important. Quote, this work suggests a biological pathway between emotions and health through cytokines. Paraphrased, unquote. All right, let's see here. Do one more. Apple compounds abate inflammation. Today we're talking about inflammation, I guess. Apple peel is an abundant source of bioflavonoids that have anti-inflammatory properties. How do you like that? Apple peel inhibits the expression of a gene that's important for inflammation. Now, there's a hidden message here. Apple peel inhibits the expression of a gene. Guess what that's called? Epigenetics. That is, you eat an apple peel, you change your genes. Tell that to the next knucklehead medical professional. Tells you that you're condemned to your health challenge because of your genes, because your mother had diabetes or your father had heart disease. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. And let's go to our friend. Long time no talk. Chief Rader, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Benjamin.
Hey, Carl. How you doing, man?
We're talking about rain.
How are we talking about rain?
Rain over me. Okay. Yeah, here in Oregon, believe it or not, there's a statute on the books where it's illegal to collect rainwater.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah. I'm thinking if people collect the rainwater in mass...
Yeah, there won't be enough left for everybody?
No, I think what they want to do is prevent people from selling that water.
As water?
As rainwater. Yeah, bypassing the municipal system.
That sounds bizarre. How old is that law? Is that like one of those laws from the 18th century or something, or the 19th century?
Something, and at least maybe the past couple of decades, I heard there was a case about it. But the man was thinking it was rainwater, and he was collecting it, you know, in a well in mass. And thousands and thousands of gallons or something of the rainwater, and I don't know what he's tripping at. But I want to find out from you, what is the difference between that and tap water and processed filtered water?
Rainwater's distilled water. Rainwater's clean water, unless it has crap in it from, you know, air pollution, from pollution. That's the problem. It should be clean water. Really,
right.
It should be perfect water, technically.
Sure.
Because technically it's distilled.
Sure. Is it is there micronutrients that are actually that we can't find anywhere else?
No, not micronutrients. It's clean. It's distilled. Because think of how it happens. How does rainwater, how do you get rainwater? It's water that's solidified and evaporated. It's solid, and then it evaporates into the atmosphere and it re-solidifies. Right?
I see.
Like a distilling type of thing. So it should be clean.
Right.
Problem is, as the rain drops through the sky, it picks up all the crap that's in the air. That's what acid rain is. So, you know, theoretically, it should be clean. So, you know, there's this thing called the water cycle where water evaporates as a gas, and then it goes into the clouds, and then it solidifies in the clouds, and then it comes down when the clouds get too full of this solid water. And so it's kind of got a distilling process it's going through, but the problem is on the way down, it's picking up all the stuff that we're spewing out into the air. So, unfortunately, it's not as clean as it should be. Personally, I'm drinking distilled water, Carl the Truth Raider. And I know, there's a lot of controversy around it. Personally, I think it's the cleanest water, and I'm drinking clean. When I'm doing something in the pharmacy, in the compounding pharmacy, making medicine with water, I am using distilled water. So anyway, hang on a second, Carl. We'll finish up when we come back. Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben, got lines open. We'll be back after this.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Truth Treatment products are available at truthtreatments.com. Longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Talking to my buddy Carl here. What's going on, Carl? So rainwater is distilled water, technically. I like distilled water. Right. I drink distilled water personally. I know about all the controversy. I don't even really understand the controversy. People say you don't get minerals. So what? You don't get minerals. You get minerals somewhere else. You eat your carrots and you take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You get your minerals. So I'm not really sure what all the fuss is about distilled water. What I do know is it's pretty darn clean. And these days, clean water is nothing to take lightly, because chlorinated water and fluoride, even if do you know the average water plant only filters out like seventy poisons, and the rest of the stuff, and there's hundreds of them in the water, they remain there, and there are acceptable amounts of human fecal material that's allowed in your water. Did you know that? There are acceptable levels of all kinds of stuff. Exactly. I'm drinking distilled. Thank you. Wherever possible, anyway. So, what's going on here?
I just want to have a last commentary about it, my testimony about just doing
about
the experimentation. Just a last bit of commentary and what's happened for me in collecting the rainwater.
Yes.
Drinking anything that's at the store, or any type of bottled water.
Carl, are you collecting rainwater and drinking it?
Yes.
How are you doing? What do you do?
I think I'm taking in or receiving some type of micronutrients or some minerals from it.
Maybe.
I do feel better.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. There might be. I don't know what's in rainwater. What do? You have like a can out there, and when it rains, you just fill up the can?
Yeah. I put out several pans when we get a downpour. If we get a heaviest downpour, then I put as many containers, pot cans, and anything that I can to collect it up, and then I put it in the reservoir.
You're like a survivor. You're a survivalist.
It's probably rains like crazy over there, right? In Oregon?
Well, yeah. But I think we're just about done with our season right now.
Does it rain every day? Does it dump and pour every day?
It did, 3 weeks ago we had a spell where it rained for between 7 and 10 days. I think we got about 3 to 4 inches altogether within that period. So that's a lot of rain. And then I was tapered off, so not too much now. So I got a lot of reservoir water that I'm using to water the plants. They seem to be healthier. They're coming up better. Feel better.
Good deal. That's a new one on me. You're the only one I know who's collecting rainwater. But you know what? You're a unique guy, Carl the Truth Raider, so I'm not surprised. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Good to talk to you, Truth. Carl.
Good to talk to you, man. Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye. All right, Barry, my other good friend.
What's going on, Barry? How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, yeah, so what's that about... first, that statement you made about the apple peel, repeat that also?
There are elements in apple peel that have anti-inflammatory properties that down-regulate inflammatory chemicals, peptides, at the genetic level. They act at the genetic level to turn off inflammation. And that's a powerful idea. That means that something as simple as an apple can control your genes. And that's the reason I bring that up is because the model is, the standard medical dogma is that if you have diabetes, it's because your mother had it, or at least partially. It's in your genes. You know what I'm saying? My mother had breast cancer. I had the breast cancer gene. And what I'm saying is there's a way that the body controls the genes. The genes are responsive to the environment, whether the environment is thought. They're responsive to the thought environment. They're responsive to the emotional environment. They're responsible to the nutritional environment. They're responsible to the toxic environment or toxicity in the environment. They're responsible to oxygen in the environment. And when I say the environment, I mean the blood and the fluids. So in other words, the genes are responsive to the environment, and that is a much more powerful way to look at things than our genes are. We're locked into our genetic destiny because it's in our genes, because of our parents and our grandparents, etc. You hear that all the time. You know what I'm saying? We want to focus on our locus of control. You don't have a locus of control over your grandmother, but you have a locus of control over the apples you eat, or the sugar you ingest, or the McDonald's you're putting in your mouth. We have areas where we can control our genetics. That's so powerful because we're all told when we hear about genes, we're all told we don't have control over our genetics. That's the very essence of the whole genetic theory, is that we don't have control over it. Epigenetics, which Dr. Wallach has been talking about for years, and I learned about in pharmacy school in the 80s. I learned about epigenetics. So I knew about it back then. Epigenetics represents a major leverage point for taking care of our health that we don't get taught. And we should be. Our doctors, i.e. teachers, that's what a doctor is supposed to be, should be talking to us about epigenetics, our locus of control over our genes and ultimately over our bodies. So that was what I was saying about apple peel. Not so much that you need to eat apple peel, although it's probably a good idea. In fact, it's always a good idea to eat the peels because that's where the medicine is for the most part. There's some good medicine in, you know, certain pulps, especially colored pulps like red and pumpkin. The really powerful, powerful medicine is going to be in the peels. And how many times do you see people peel the apple, throw out the good stuff, and then eat the pulp, which is the sugar in the inside? Anyway, what's going on, my friend? How can we help you?
One more question, if I'm allowed. I have a lot of friends who get into this intermittent fasting. What exactly is that, and why is it supposed to be so beneficial?
It might be the most powerful. Well, I don't want to say that. There's a lot of most powerful tools. Intermittent fasting is a powerful tool, leave it at that, for weight loss, for energy, for longevity, for blood sugar problems, for Alzheimer's disease, for bodybuilders and weightlifters, for anybody who's deteriorating. It's just a powerful way to tell the body that it better work. See, the body is economical. The brain is economical. The blood vessels or the muscles are economical. The body isn't going to expend energy unless it thinks it has to. When you intermittently fast, you tell the body that you don't know, the body gets the message that it doesn't know when nutrients are going to stop coming in. Because it's constantly guessing, oh, is this the day I'm not going to get any nutrients? If you intermittently fast, the body doesn't know when is it not going to get nutrients. So it responds by building to prepare you for the fast, to prepare you to go out and find food. And that's why you get better muscle development. You start to think more clearly. So intermittent fasting turns on growth and survival mechanisms inside the body. Secondly, intermittent fasting gives your body a break, or your digestive system a break. And that is so important. Calories, the word calor means heat. And machines, high-tech machines, like a Lamborghini engine or your hard drive, they don't like to run hot. They like to run cool. And intermittent fasting cools the body down. Inflammation and disease are associated with heat. So intermittent fasting has an anti-inflammatory effect. And if you're dealing with an autoimmune problem, which is an auto-inflammatory problem, intermittent fasting is one of the best things you could do for autoimmune issues, for cancer, for frailty, for elderly folks, and most especially for building muscle, for building tissue, and the digestive system. So intermittent fasting cools the body down, it gives the body a break, and it's important for turning on survival kinds of chemistry, so the body is compelled to grow. That make sense?
Yes. So exactly, intermittent fasting, would they just be fasting at no particular time?
Yeah, exactly. 24-hour fast, mixing it up once a week. Say Wednesday of 1 week, Monday of the next week. Skip don't fast for a couple of weeks, then again on a Thursday, and just kind of mix it up. You know, the more you mix it up, the better off it is. Once a week is great. Twice a week is even better. If you can intermittent, and it's not going to kill you to not eat twice a week. You'll lose weight. You'll feel better. You'll save money. There's so many. You'll live a longer life. There's so many benefits to doing this. The problem is we eat, and it sounds harsh, but we eat because we hate our lives. Not always, but we overeat because for emotional reasons, for dopamine, for satisfaction and contentment, because calories turn on pleasure chemistry. On the other hand, lack of calories makes you go out and do things. All right. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate you bringing that up, and thanks for your call, and thank you to everyone out there for listening to The Bright Side. I appreciate all you guys, and thanks for the love and support as well. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for lots of good health information and the longevity products. And don't forget to go to truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you afraid to go to the